At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fam. It is a misery Monday after a tough, tough loss for the Commanders. Brought to you by Chiniga Mayos.
Thank you, Landfill.
Shout out to the Bellevue family. Shout out to Boatyard Bar and Grill. Me and B just had some crab cakes.
Crab cake in the cup.
Yeah, man. Yo, it's not a terrible way to eat it.
Yeah, it'd be better if
I know you prefer a plate, but we don't have plates here.
Bowl.
But crab cake in a cup kind of works.
Hey, crab cake work any kind of way.
I want to get around the NFL. We haven't talked about the actual Thanksgiving Day games, which were excellent. We've had some folks on hold a very, very long time. My man Alex is in Silver Spring. What's up, Alex?
What's up, B-Miz, JP?
What's up, man?
Great game. I want to give props where it belongs to that line. That line, man, that held. Tunsil was 1-on-1 with Benito, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And Conley, man, training wheels came off. He was holding his own until the last quarter with that touchdown when it was called back.
The hole, yeah.
The holding. But nah, he was he's taking those other steps, and the importance of a good backup reliance quarterback. You know what I mean? Every Burrow went down, Lamar has gone down. We can keep going. So the importance of a good backup with the system.
Totally.
And at this point, Mariota's the only one I can't see somebody else.
But, Appreciate the call.
What y'all think.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate you.
I think specifically with the line, Connerly, after arguably a slow start, has really kind of showed a ton of progress.
When you don't hear his name called a lot, or his number, which means when you hear offensive lineman number call, it means he's holding. He's doing something wrong.
I think if you look at the line for next year, that is an area where you'd love to have continuity. Connerly's a part of this thing. Cosme's a part of this thing. Biotish and Tunsil both have years left on their deal, but not real guarantees on there. I think getting a deal done with Tunsil will probably be priority number one when you get to the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
And I would think you'd like to get something done with Biotish as well. I'd be curious to see kind of how that shakes out. But, offensively, I think the line has largely been pretty good. I guess Biotish doesn't have guaranteed money next year, but O-linemen aren't receivers. Like, it's a big cap number, so I imagine they try to work something out there.
Yeah.
If you look at, Biotish does have a $1.5 million in bonuses and a roster bonus, so that would give him some guaranteed money going into the season. The base salary kind of jumps, but I'll be curious to watch the Biotish thing. Tunsil, they'll pay and probably have to do it right away.
Yeah.
Let's go to Zach in Remington. What's up, Zach?
What's going on, boys?
What's up, man?
Where is Remington?
It's past Gainesville.
Okay.
But before Culpeper, that area is small. It's small.
On 29?
My first time. Yeah, right on 29, okay. Right past the move-through.
Gotcha.
Yeah, my first time calling, so if I stumble over my words, man, don't kill me.
You're good.
But so last night was great, man. I think it we looked good even in the loss, and you know, if we can keep Bobby, if he wants to play another year, I think he's good to keep, even though he's not as fast as people might want. But I think his football IQ just does more for us than just speed.
Mm-hmm.
Is it same with Zach? I mean, that drop that Zach had is rare. He usually comes down with that ball. But Marcus was – everyone loves Marcus, and I love Marcus too. But, man, he was overthrowing guys by 10 yards, flying them. I've really never seen him do stuff like that. And one other thing. And then I took Treylon Burke for anytime touchdown with Terry. Treylon was plus 1,200 by himself. I put 25 on it, paid 1,800 at the end of the game.
Damn. Good for you, dude.
With Terry.
Way to go,
though.
Way to go.
Good for you, man.
I was sitting there scrolling down, and they had him for plus 1,200. I was like, I'm taking that all day. I loved him when he came out in the first week or midseason. He played that one game, had a couple grabs, and he looked real good. And he's been out since. And then I was like, I mean, who else is he going to throw to besides your normal Debo and Zach and everything like that? So that's right. It, guys.
Appreciate it, Zach. Take care, thanks, dude. All right, B, I want to run through the games from over the weekend because Washington played the last game. The first game was Thursday at noon.
Yeah.
Packers go to Detroit.
Basically handled them.
Dude, Green Bay had a pair of fourth down touchdown throws. I thought Jordan Love was excellent. Finished 18 of 30 for 230 with four touchdown passes. Josh Jacobs gave him plenty on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit now is 7-5, Brian. And if the playoffs started today, and they don't, but Detroit is the 8 seed, only 7 get in, so that sounds okay. But they are 2 games behind the Niners at 9-4. They're a game behind the Packers, who now have a tiebreaker having just beat them. Detroit's in some trouble, dude.
Yeah, it could be. And didn't Amon-Ra get hurt or something like that?
Yeah, I think Amon-Ra has a high ankle sprain. White Brian or somebody, see if you can
look that
up. High
ankle sprain. That's not good.
You know, Goff was pretty good, but the Green Bay defense did a really good job of bottling up Gibbs. Gibbs finished that game 20 for 68.
Mm.
He just could not break any long ones. You know, that is a higher carry count for Gibbs, but Amon-Ra in that game was zeros. One target, no catches, no yards. It's going to be interesting what happens in Detroit, and it shows you.
Well, they got the Cowboys, Rams, Steelers, Vikings down the stretch.
They got the Cowboys Thursday night, which should be a pretty damn good game. It also shows you how finite the windows are in pro football. Mm-hmm. Because I think this time last year, Detroit looked like they might be a Super Bowl team.
They got the Bears.
So, I mean,
Detroit.
Yeah. So, second game on Thanksgiving, Cowboys, Chiefs. It was a heck of a ball game. Dallas gets the win. Dallas is legitimately surging right now. They're playing good defense. Dallas right now is 6-5-1. They're 2 games outside of the playoff spot, but the way the Eagles are falling apart, you wonder if that division's in play.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs, B, with that loss, 6-6, dropped to the 10th spot in the AFC with 5 games remaining.
Who do they have left?
Houston is 7-5. They're not in. The Bills are 8-4 in the 7 seed right now.
Wow.
Now, Houston could get in because the AFC South all of a sudden is way up in the air. The Jags are 8-4, the Colts are 8-4, and the Texans are 7-5.
The Texans defense is outstanding right now.
They play defense the way Dan Quinn talks about wanting his
those two pass rushers, man, they have quarterbacks scared.
Totally.
And offensive tackle saying, damn, again?
All right, Amon-Ra St. Brown, low ankle sprain week to week, but probably won't play against Dallas. That's a week, though, because that's a Thursday to Thursday. That's not a short week for those guys. KC, White Brian, give me odds on KC to make the playoffs. They are now 6-6. That was not an ideal loss for them. Nope. They finish Houston and LA at home, at Tennessee, Denver at home, at the Raiders.
Denver at home, at the Raiders.
At Tennessee, Tennessee, at the Raiders, two dubs.
Okay. And which L.A.?
Honestly, they're
the Rams or Chargers.
Schedule isn't that bad.
Rams or Chargers?
Chargers.
Okay.
They have five games left. Three of them are at home, and it's all against the more difficult opponents, so they get them at Arrowhead. And the two road trips should be cakewalks. You never know in the NFL, but the Titans and the Raiders, there's worse places to go there.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs are plus 106 to make the playoffs.
Still plus money. Wow. Did you watch? Did you get to watch any of that?
Which game?
Cowboys.
Yeah.
CD Pickens, Dak was really good.
Yeah.
They had the early interception that seemed like it was just going to go. It felt like KC had an opportunity to kind of run away with that thing. And I have a hard time believing it will last, but Dallas has turned into a team that closes well.
Yeah.
That Quinnen Williams trade, man.
They can, but it's Quinnen Williams, all you want. That offense puts pressure on people.
Totally. Absolutely.
I think it's more about Dak and CD and Pickens than it is anything else. Because when you can't crowd the box, then you give the running back chance to run through. And Pickens, man, you throw it to Pickens with two, three people on him, he comes down with it.
So the night game, another big statement in the AFC. The Ravens had a chance to really pull ahead in that division. They lose at home to the Bengals. Joe Burrow makes his return. Burrow, you could tell, was rusty, but made the plays when he needed to. Mm-hmm. 260 with two scores. Chase Brown was good on the ground. Samaje Perine was actually gave them some decent snaps on the ground. Ja'Marr Chase was excellent. And as much as you want to credit Cincy for going to Baltimore and winning, the Ravens' offense was just kind of terrible. Lamar barely completed 50% of his passes, had an interception, no touchdown throws.
You can't run the ball on that defense, I'm wrong.
They ran it okay. I mean,
you got to take advantage of them.
They got away from the run. Henry only had 10 carries. He had 60 yards on 10 carries and a touchdown.
That's six carry.
Dog, Lamar's just missing. Like, you know how sometimes we've seen these games where Lamar just isn't accurate? That was one of them. And then defensively, the Ravens have had defensive problems all year, and they sure as hell had them in this game. The Bengals just, every time it seemed like, you know, Baltimore was going to kind of go on their run. Baltimore scored in the third quarter to make it, I think, it was 19-14. So the Ravens scored early in the third quarter to cut the lead, and then Cincy just responded with three scores to close the game out. What do you think Harbaugh's thinking up there?
He probably should have been calling the defense.
All right, so that AFC North now, B. Ravens are 6-6. Steelers are 6-6. And that thing yesterday was ugly. Bengals are 4-8.
Joe Burrow came back for a reason, bro.
White Brian, give me AFC North winner.
Burrow is trying to make this thing work, bro. He's going to say, listen. Like, and I think Joe would like to change this thing and flip it and then go back to the same reporter that asked him, what are you playing for? Why you come back? You know, this right here.
So the Bengals close. They're at Buffalo this week. Then they get the Ravens at home. But their final three be Miami, Arizona, Cleveland.
They should win all three of those. But
they might be too far back.
We know how this league is.
The Steelers.
They get the Ravens again.
Yeah.
If they beat the Ravens again in Cincinnati, you never know.
Steelers are a wreck. I don't know. That picture of Aaron Rodgers, he looked like a hobo.
Well, he called out the team now.
I know.
Yeah.
He's doing his thing.
It ain't my fault.
Anybody surprised at Lane Kiffin, that's on you.
13
that's
million
who Lane is. Anybody surprised at Aaron Rodgers, that's on you.
13
this
million
is
a year.
Who he is.
You can say what you want about Kiffin. I would have gone to Baton Rouge, too.
I get it.
13 million a year in Baton Rouge. You know what that is?
It's like 100.
That's like making 25 million.
The Steelers have Baltimore this week, then the Dolphins, the Lions, the Browns, and the Ravens. I think Cincy has the most advantageous schedule down the stretch here. I think Baltimore's got the hardest. They go Pittsburgh, Cincy, New England, Green Bay, Pittsburgh. What do you have AFC North odds for me,
Brian?
Yeah,
the Bengals are still plus 900. Wow. Steelers are plus 230. And the Ravens are minus 195.
I feel like the value on a Bengals pick is pretty high.
Yeah.
But their defense still just sucks.
Yeah.
Like, Baltimore just couldn't move the ball in that game. All right, so that was Thanksgiving. Let's get to Black Friday. Because I think this was perhaps the most important game, at least in the NFC. The Bears went into Philadelphia when the knock on Chicago was, who have they beaten? They're all narrow wins. It just hasn't been that impressive. And the Bears went into Philadelphia and dominated. Yeah. They asserted authority.
I'm going to tell you what I noticed in that game. When A.J., when Hurst throws a touchdown or something, a big play to A.J. Brown, he does too much. Like, to try to make him, see, that's how we do it. Like, dude, if you were going to him enough and he wasn't coming at you about stuff, you wouldn't have to go to him like that. I think they have to coddle AJ too much. And to try to get the ball to him all the time screws up the whole floor of that offense.
That offense has no flow.
Yeah. And well, that's what happens when you put your friend in position of stuff.
Totally. And the way the Bears ran the ball in that game, the kid Manungai is a problem. 22 carries for a buck 30, rookie out of USC, I believe, with a touchdown. DeAndre Swift looked great, 18 carries for a buck 25 and a touchdown.
Yeah.
The two running backs averaged 6.5 yards per carry, and they got the rock plenty. They got 40 carries. Remember how Ben Johnson went away from the run? You know what's happening
in that game right there? In that game, they were running the ball effectively, and they kept running it. They didn't say we at our quota.
Right.
They kept running the football.
Caleb was not great, but effective. They won the game. Bears defense showed up. The Bears deserve credit. If the season ended today, and it does not, they would be the one seed in the NFC.
Wow.
Getting a bye, all of that. Now, Chicago's got tough games left. You know that schedule's going to be backloaded in the NFC North. Got to give the Bears credit for sure.
Yeah.
2 years ago, we saw this second half collapse from Philly where they lost like 6 out of 7 and then they got knocked out of the playoffs early. Last year, we saw Philly teetering. They bounced back, got red hot, won the Super Bowl. What version of Philly do you think we're closer to seeing? 23 collapse, 24 rolling.
It looks like a collapse to me. Listen. One thing about that area, when things start going bad,
it's loud.
It gets very loud, and they are going to find out what you're about. And I've heard too many people try to act like there's nothing happening up there in Philly. It's something going on in that locker room, bro.
Yeah.
Because you look at their play on the field, it's nothing like it was last year. Nothing like it. So something is going on.
Yeah, it's something is clearly going on. It's just too much of a mess. And I don't know exactly how that works, but that was a big time statement game, I thought, for the Bears. The Bears finish, they're at Green Bay this week. That's a slobber knocker. Then Cleveland at home, Green Bay at home, at the Niners, Detroit to close out the year. That NFC North is really, really open, I would say. You've got the Bears at 9-3, then the Lions at 7-5, and Green Bay sitting 8-3-1. That tie could end up working in Green Bay's favor.
Tie could help you.
I'm going to break on time. Or a minute late is on time for me. I'm like the opposite of Coughlin time, I'd say. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. We will open the phone lines up a little bit more here. Something I wanted to talk about happened last night. And I got a lot of pushback for this, and I don't agree with the pushback. The game was going into overtime, and a ton of people were leaving. Let's discuss. It's B. Mitch Finley.
Mm-hmm.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fellas, if you're still rocking those tight old polos with the floppy collars, it's time to step it up with Collars & Co. They give you that crisp dress shirt look with the comfort of your favorite polo. I wear mine to the studio, hit the golf course, or just for a night out with no wrinkles. You don't have to worry about a dry cleaner. You just throw it on and you're ready to roll. My son-in-law saw mine. He wanted some. So you know what? I ordered him a few little things and he's going to be impressed when he gets them. Collarsandco.com. And now you can check them out in person. They have a new store open in Congressional Plaza and it's stocked up with all your favorite holiday shopping needs. Go to collarsandco.com. Tell them B. Mitch and Finley sent you.
God, Lanville's just killing me today.
You and I can make a song,
dude. I don't think I'm gonna make a month of this. I gotta be honest. I want to discuss something in a manner where I am being respectful of all decisions, and I am not attempting to throw shade towards anyone. I'm asking a question. Okay. Asking a question. Last night, listen, there was a lot of Broncos fans there, but it was a good, active crowd. It was fun. The game being good led to a good crowd, and there was a lot of swings, a lot of, you know, up and back. There were a bunch of dudes at the start of the fourth quarter taking their shirt off, twisting around your head like a helicopter.
Crazy as hell. It was cold out there last night, dog.
Dude, there was one guy sitting right in front of the press box. It had to be absolutely hammered. He was wearing a Daryl Green throwback, screaming. And then by overtime, we never heard him again. I legit think he lost his voice.
Or was he asleep?
Nah, he was not asleep. Very active. he wanted to coach from the sideline. But here's my question, B. All
right.
And I don't know if this is Metro related. I find it hard to believe it's Metro related based on the volume. I don't begrudge people leaving games early. Like, one, this is America. You're entitled to free will. Two, I often leave games early. I prefer it, in fact. So I'm not knocking you for it. But at the end of regulation, Washington makes that field goal to tie it up. We're going to overtime.
Mm-hmm.
There was a mass exodus.
Yeah.
People getting the hell out of there.
Yeah. It was all types of people, though. It was both crowds.
But what I cannot wrap my head around, if you've made it to the end of regulation and it's going to overtime, you got to stay for overtime. If you left with 5 minutes left in the fourth, I get it. If you left at halftime, you just don't want to be out too late. You're going to watch the end at home.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Like, I can understand a million different times to leave.
Yeah.
But if you made it to the end of regulation and they just kicked to send it to overtime, how do you then leave? And I'm asking, if you were one of the people,
I'm gonna answer.
You can answer.
I just think that the people at that point, you know, not, some of them are Metro.
What some time of, did Metro
some
close?
Some of them just want to get the hell out of there. Because I saw people in suites leaving. And they didn't even have to worry about the cold weather outside. They were leaving too. You know, so I
some of the people were probably cold. It was cold.
Yeah, it was cold as hell out there.
I just, am I crazy for my, if you made it to the end of regulation?
I really believe you are, because when you leave most times from places you leave from, if you made it that long, you should may as well just stay.
B, if I make it to the end, as a matter of fact, I think I did that. I took the girls to Maryland versus Nebraska. Shout out to Coach Swope, got us suite tickets. It was very nice. My guy Todd White has a very nice suite. I think that went to overtime. I know we stayed till the very end.
But I'm just saying, Jay, you leave like all the time. So you might not be the one to ask this question.
But I'm not knocking people that left early. I don't understand making it to the end of regulation but and then leaving before overtime.
So if you're leaving early, it doesn't make a difference when you leave, I think.
So
you leave at the end of the third, end of the fourth, right when overtime started. Just trying to get a jump on the crowd. That's all that is. Because I'm going to tell you, when I left out there last night, normally when I leave, the traffic is still heavy as hell. Even though I do a show and all that, it's still heavy.
It was empty.
Last night, rolled right on out that thing. Nothing was a problem. So I'm kind of happy they left.
If you left 7 minutes left, 27-20 Denver. I'm sorry, no, that's overtime. If you left when Denver made it 20-14 or something, but like, Washington was the only team that scored in the fourth quarter. Bo Nix was god-awful in that fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Landfill, am I crazy? If you make it to the end of regulation, should you stay for overtime?
I don't know. It would be different if it was a 1 o'clock game, but because it's a night game, you know, a lot of people
have their kids with them, too.
Sure, you got to get the kids to work, to school. You got to go to work, and, you know, with the way that traffic can be getting out of there, it's entirely reasonable that it could be, you know, two and a half hours for a lot of people from the time they get up out of their seats to the time that they're in bed, you know. So I kind of got to say I don't blame them.
I'm still getting notifications about moose knuckle coats, by the way, just so everybody knows that from last week if you were part of that.
JP, so, I'm with you on this one, though, man. You got to stay. If you're there that late, you got to stay. And in the metal world, we got things. Sometimes rock and roll means you're tired the next day, you know? And that's the way it is. If you got an overtime game.
You don't live like you, Chris. You live hard, dog.
You got an overtime game there, you got to see it. You know, if it was like some sort of blowout, I get it. But at that point, it's just, I don't know.
If anybody calls in, take it, Chris, because I'm curious. If people left early, if you left at the end of regulation, if your answer is, I just wanted to get out of there. I was going to listen to the end on the radio, and I wanted to beat the traffic. Okay, I get it. But, like, you know the term pot committed? Like, if you make it four freaking quarters and the game's going to overtime, you're pot committed at that point.
Yeah, but if you made it, if you paid your money, your pot has already been committed. You leave when you want to leave.
That person was there? All right, this is Vinny from Philly. Vinny, are you a Commanders fan?
I am.
And you drove in from Philly?
I'm a season ticket holder. Yeah, I'm a season ticket holder. I come down for a majority of the games.
Okay. So when did you leave last night?
Yeah. I left probably like middle of the fourth. I had to drive back to Philly. You know, I was like, all right, being a primetime game is nice. You just kind of throw the game on the background and drive and listen to it, you know. But And I got a 2-year-old at home. So I was like, I got to get home. He's going to wake up at 8 in the morning. So I was like, you know, let me get home before it's, you know, too late. So, you know, you don't get to sleep in when you got a 2-year-old.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
I found that out in the last 5 days.
Hey, look, if it's a 1 o'clock game or if it's a 4 o'clock game, I stay till the very end, no matter what. But those 8 o'clock ones are tough, man, to get back. You know, but by the time I get back in the door, sometimes it's like, but the one time I stayed, it was like, I don't know, 3 a.m. I was like, it's pretty rough to get back that late. So
yeah, that's tough. All right.
Like, let me just get it. Let me hit the road, get out early. You know?
I appreciate it. Thank you. Again, if you left early, I support you. I just don't understand.
What if he had... What if he had waited to the end and then he said, well, dang, I got to go out. And he'll be okay.
Well, I've acquired some information, Brian. I don't know. The game started at 8:15. It was slow because of the refs. Metro trains stopped around 12:30. So the last blue line trains out of Largo and Morgan Boulevard were 12:25, 12:28.
Mm-hmm.
Last silver lines were 12:35. Gosh, you imagine getting on the silver line at Morgan Boulevard at 12:35 in the morning, taking it to Reston. How long is that train ride? That's got to be an hour.
I wouldn't be able to tell you, bro.
Yeah, and it's a 20-minute
See, walk people got to reasons,
Metro.
Man.
All right, let's our guy Rusty was there last night. Rusty, what did you say? What'd you do?
Hey, fellas, what's going on? So, JP, I'm giving you a hard time about your Facebook post, man. Like, the rows, I think, have 16 seats in them, and literally at the end of regulation, there was like 13 of us that ran to the bathroom because we had been holding it the whole fourth quarter. So, well, Section 110 had a little bit of an exodus because we all had to, including Jackson. You know, he's
see a lot of people going to the bathroom because when I went,
we had to run to the bathroom and get back for overtime, man.
See, when I went, because I was standing there where we do the show at, and I said, "Okay, I'm gonna run to the bathroom." Everybody ran to the bathroom. It was lines coming on both sides. Like, nobody got one out. Both lines going in at the same time from the exit and the entrance.
Okay.
And that, I think a lot of people wasn't leaving the stadium. They were trying to hurry up and get those get released and get back.
Tailgate 10.
So you guys know, we pulled back in the driveway here in Delaware at about 2:15 last night.
Ooh.
Well, you beat me home, dog.
Well, I got in my house like 2:05.
Yeah, I got home like 2:45. Rusty, you been jumping in the ocean out there in Delaware? It's a brisk 50.
No. I don't do that stuff.
It's good
I go
for
in the
you.
Ocean about once a year, man. I'm a swimming pool guy, and they're all closed.
You sound like B.
Yep.
All right, Rusty, appreciate it.
Hey, I'm not trying to be there. I'm not like, the ocean is their plate, the sharks That's and right. all that, and I won't be out there.
All right. Tailgate Ted said in his section, a lot of people ran to the bathroom at the end of regulation.
Yeah.
So maybe that was a... Maybe that was a bathroom run I was seeing.
Oh, believe me, Jay, when I went to the bathroom, because I'm sitting there going, bro, this thing got to go to overtime. Because it gives you a little break. And when it went to overtime, I took off to the bathroom thinking I was going to beat people. They were waiting already. They were there.
All right, so between the bathroom and the Metro, maybe that's why people were leaving.
Yeah.
Because it did seem pretty full. But I also think a lot of people kind of moved down. Like the boys that were right in front of the press box with their shirts off, they weren't there for most of the game. They kind of just showed up late because I think it was open.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, I'm not knocking you if you left late, if you left early. I'm just saying if you make it through four quarters, stick around for overtime.
Yeah, if you stick around for overtime, you might be a little frozen in the front. You know what I'm saying? You don't make it to the bathroom, it's cold enough where it freeze up.
Is that a thing? Can it freeze?
Hey, man. You never know, depending on how cold it is. All I know is I'm sitting there like trying to watch this game, and I'm like, because if they finish the game right at that moment, you know, and don't get to overtime, we got to go do a show. And that's another 40-something minutes that you hold it.
Right.
When they went to overtime, that was a relief for me. Then I ran to the bathroom. I waited like 15 minutes to get in there.
A lot of oranges became raisins last night, I think.
Boy.
Nobody go anywhere. We got to make some bets. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save.
Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's JP Finley, and you've heard me talk about all the great work Better Services has done at my house. They keep hooking me up. They've taken great care of us. Got the right oven my wife wanted. Whatever you need with your appliances, talk to Better Services. Maybe you just need a tune-up with the holidays coming in. Maybe your dishwasher, your oven's not working exactly right. Call Better Services. Maybe you're thinking about something bigger, a kitchen reno, a bathroom reno, whatever it is, call Better Services. Maybe you just need some handyman work done around the house before your in-laws come over and start judging you. Call Better Services. They've got a brand new showroom in Kensington where they've got all the brands you're looking for and can give you next day or maybe even same day delivery. This is a family-owned company that does a great work. They've done great work for my family. Whatever it is you need, hit them up, betterservices.com. That's B-E-T-T-A-R, betterservices.com. You better get better. Ooh, 6-7 the fan. B, yesterday was Danny Frank's birthday.
Oh, man.
Wish Danny a happy birthday. I didn't know
that. Happy belated, Danny.
He said he stayed till the end of the game, no traffic, and was home in 30 minutes.
Yep. So I got home quick, too. Just, it was late when I was driving there.
Yeah, it was certainly late, man. Got a game tonight. White Bryans, New York Giants going to New England to take on the Patriots. Ooh. Giants are 7.5-point favorites. I did want to make sure I mentioned the Caps are red hot, B.
Yeah.
You know, we've talked about how that Metro division is really bundled up. Caps have won their last four games. They are now in a tie. They're now in third in the Metro, only a point behind the Devils, 2 points behind the Hurricanes, won four in a row, jumped out of kind of the cellar there. About to go on a West Coast roadie. They are at the Kings tomorrow night, at San Jose Wednesday night, and then back to L.A. to play the Ducks Friday night. How do you think Joe B. and Locker feel about a West Coast roadie to Southern California as the weather gets cold here in Washington?
They are loving it.
Now, I bet they're not upset.
Hey, man, probably sitting outside at a little Italian bistro with some wine, some vino.
Probably a little bit of vino getting served.
Yeah.
Can we do one quick role play? Don't look at me like that, Chris. I'm me, a media member. You're Dan Quinn talking at 3:30.
This morning?
This afternoon.
Oh, this afternoon.
Roughly 90 minutes from now. Call it 100 minutes from now. Hey, Coach, any word on the quarterback situation for Minnesota this weekend?
Well, you know, we got to make sure Jaden go out there and go through some of the, hit all the markers. And if he hit those markers, we'll let you know on Friday.
Thanks, Coach. yeah, I think it's...
We got markers that we want him to hit. And if he hits them...
We're not going
to
miss one.
What are those markers, Coach? Well, if he hits the markers, we'll know. Did I answer the question?
I don't think we get... I think today he tells us Wednesday, and I think Wednesday he tells us Friday.
That's my dude, man.
You love that.
Hey, listen to me, man. Being a guy that was on that side for those years and now being on this side, if you are asked questions all the time, you understand that, yes, they have a job to do. But then also people have bones to pick. And when you find out the ones have the bones to pick, you talk 5 minutes and don't answer the question. They won't find out till they get home, because most people just tape your stuff anyway and they go back and they listen to it. And when you, I know I did it on purpose. I know people got home and listened to them and like, and that's what B didn't even answer the question. Yep.
DQ on Friday.
Because you asked me one to try to get me in trouble.
So I wasn't there Friday, I will confess.
Why you didn't go to work Friday, JP?
I was too busy jumping in the ocean. DQ at the end made a joke. He's like, yeah, you know, I'm really proud of myself. I said nothing that entire entire availability.
There you go, dog.
NFL coaches think they work for the CIA. all right, it's a new week, new us. Let's make some bets, boys.
Heard it here first. Hello. Wrong, gather around.
All right, I'm pretty sure I won last week.
Nope, you saw Brian said I had won. I was 4-0, fool. You forget stuff really rather quickly, don't you?
I'm just not sure that's how it happened.
That's how it happened.
All right, we got action tonight.
That was on Wednesday when he said it to Jay, because we didn't come here Thursday and Friday.
I do have a real one. I'm going to look this up myself, because Lord knows if White Brian gives us the right odds. You see the Panthers beat the Rams yesterday.
Yeah.
I kind of want to bet the Panthers to win the NFC South.
On what? Tonight?
No, like...
A real bet?
Yeah.
Well, go on and do that. We just saw fake money now. Come on.
So, the Bucks are minus 600. The Panthers are plus 400.
Go on and do it. Do what you gotta do.
Now, the Panthers were a week late for me when I was kind of hoping they would beat the Niners, and they sure didn't. But... I don't know, man. They are 7-6. Tampa's 7-5. So I guess the Panthers haven't had a bye week yet. They're about to get their bye. That is late. I guess this is when Washington's had theirs the last couple of years. Washington got kind of an early one this year. For them, anyway. Yeah, so the Panthers are off this coming weekend. They close at Saints, Bucks, Seahawks, Bucks. Plus 400's kind of juicy. All right, make some bets, boys. Chris, you get to pick on Giants. Behalf of Jeff. What was it, Landfill? Oh,
my God. Giants.
Landfill's taking the Giants, Brian. It's a big number.
Seven?
I think it's seven and a half now.
Seven and a half. I was going to take Patriots on that, actually.
All right.
I think they're going to kill him.
Chris taking the Pats. White Brian, what do you like tonight?
Darius Slayton, touchdown.
What does that pay?
Plus 330.
The Wizards are playing tonight against Milwaukee. That line is closer than I would expect. It's only 9.5. And I think I saw Sars out. Wiz are down a lot of players. But that number's a little more interesting than I would expect.
Mm-hmm.
No college football tonight. This weekend is college football championship weekend.
Let me take the Hawks. I think it's plus 9.5 Hawks against the Pistons.
Detroit's been good, dude.
Mm-hmm. But still.
I'll roll with Landfill. I'm gonna take the Giants. I think Patriots fans have nightmares of Giants uniforms.
I want the Hawks and I want the Bulls.
Hawks and the Bulls. There you go.
Yeah.
ATL to Chi-Town, baby.
Bulls are 8.5 plus.
Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to Joe Theismann for joining us. Thank you to all the callers. Fun day on the show. Tough loss for Washington, but damn, they fought like hell. Grant and Danny are coming your way next. Enjoy the Grant and Danny program if you made it this far. Heavy Metal Chris, how's your beer?
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.